is Playhouse 194, the number one hit music station. Zero MK Jaunty. 5:40 in the morning, we pulled a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ. Parents, what did you catch the nanny or babysitter doing? Have you ever catch the nanny or babysitter doing something? Or maybe you were the kid in the equation and you know your nanny or babysitter got caught doing something one way or the other. Parents, what did you catch your nanny or babysitter doing? 237, it's text 35270. That's the TRQ this morning. We haven't done much. We haven't delved much into the nanny or babysitter thing. But I know when we do, I'm going to have cameras all over the place. Because I want to know every word that was said. I'll see every action they've done. I'm not going to get one, am I? Nobody's going to apply for that job.
I mean, now that you put it out there.
Yeah. Let's delete that out of the podcast later.
Take that out because nobody's going to be like, what? There's going to be nanny cams everywhere?
I put ring doorbells, nanny bears all over the place. Where do you get a good bear camera?
Stop. You're going to have a bunch of just stuffed animals everywhere. Someone's going to, what is wrong with this house?
Because if they pick one, then you got to have the backup teddy bear, right?
I guess.
The problem is that what would happen is that teddy bears would get grabbed in my house and get ran over the place. So I just have nothing but like weird GoPro footage of like the ground and like Barbies and like they would just get ran around with. So I can't be in a bear.
That's true. Although, yeah, it'll be like facing a wall at some point underneath the bed. Yeah. We'll have to brainstorm on that one. Yeah.
Cleaning products.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah, nobody touched that in my house.
Well, and I mean, like, I don't think your wife would mess with it. She would know it's the fake ones, but you'd... You could just set them somewhere.
But what if the nanny has to, like...
Clean
something, you know? Okay. Clean throw up or something like that.
Asparagus. I'm going to put it in asparagus.
What? There's asparagus laying around your place now?
Something. So if you're one of these parents, though, that has caught a nanny or babysitter doing something kind of crazy, you want to hear what that was. 237, it's text 35270. Did you walk in on it? Did you have a camera up? Like, what was the circumstance? Maybe the kids ratted them out. 5:50 in the morning, Shawn Mendes, Treat You Better. Y94 Playhouse. It's Playhouse Y94 in the TRQ today. Parents, what did you catch the nanny or babysitter doing? Hello.
Well, I don't have a nanny cam set up in my house, but it's a little interesting that a lot of my clothes, my nice jewelry, like, it gets put back, but I noticed that it looks like it's been rummaged around in. I'm a really organized person, and I can tell somebody's been touching myself in my closet.
So you figure it's like the babysitter then?
Right. I was my husband's going through my stuff, so we only use one babysitter, and I don't know what she's doing. I don't know if she's just trying it on, like modeling it for Instagram, because she's not taking it out of my house. Always there when I get back. But
I do like the idea for being all like Insta influencer, like, okay, I'm going to put on this lady's stuff and take some pictures and now I'm out.
Especially if there's like really nice jewelry or something in there. I always have to say it like Tyrese, sorry. Jewelry. If there's any jewelry in there and you need to do the Instagram pose, maybe, possibly.
At least she's not stealing it.
So it's like a little kid doing dress up with mommy's clothes, like, but it's the babysitter doing it with your clothes. That's kind of weird.
I mean, at least she's putting it back.
Right. At least nothing's been taken yet.
Yeah. But now what's going to happen is one of these days you're going to come home and you're going to see your own clothes all over the floor and then walk in and your husband's going to be there. I thought it was you.
That'd be a bad way to go.
I was having her cosplay as you.
I thought it was you.
Is that complimentary in a weird way?
No.
Not a little bit?
Not even a little?
Having someone else dress up as you? No, that's like psycho-y.
Where we've seen some texts of things that caught the nanny or babysitter doing.
Yeah, someone said, not me, but my aunt's friend set up a nanny cam because she noticed that every time she was changing her kid's diaper, she would start crying a lot. Well, it turns out that the babysitter was using Clorox wipes that were nearby instead of grabbing the baby wipes.
What?
How do you not notice that?
Oh,
that's sad.
Yeah, that is sad. Maybe, I don't know, oblivious. That probably needs to be on, like,
I think get the Clorox wipes away from there.
Yeah, babysitting 101. Baby wipes versus Clorox wipes.
Oh.
Hey, my downstairs hurt. It wasn't even my bottom. What is that thing you caught the nanny or babysitter doing? 237, it's, you can sure text us, 35270. That and Sizzler on the way to 556, Maroon 5, Beautiful Mistakes, Y94. It's beautiful. It's Playhouse, Y94, talking about the thing you caught the nanny or babysitter doing. Now, I'm assuming you're the parent of this question. I guess you could be the kid. 237, it's text 35270, which got Amy K.
Someone said, my aunt has a nanny cam and found her older son, my cousin, playing blackjack with my younger cousin, and it's still a joke in the family. Someone else said, we have a nanny cam and we caught our nanny dancing with our baby, making him laugh, giving him kisses. She's the best, and the cameras give us peace of mind to know she really treats him like her own. Someone said, as the babysitter, I found out my family had cameras because I was reading a book to their kids. Later got complimented with all the voices I made. I had no idea they could hear audio, and I got so embarrassed since I really did go all out.
That's awesome. At least they're good. These are good,
yeah,
like stories, because sometimes you, yeah, like my brain goes to not so good stories, and we haven't had one of those really yet. Besides the Clorox one.
You almost need one of those things where, like, you can scan it around to see if there's any, like, recording devices around if you're a nanny or something. Just to say, okay, where is beep, 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 beep. Okay, that's where. Beep, 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 beep. There's one there. Beep, 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 beep. There's one there. Then you just know.
And then, like, but they would see you doing that.
That's also
true. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Why are they scanning?
Oh, I don't know what my cell phone service is just real bad.
So horrible in here. It's like you're in an Airbnb or something and just checking for your own, you know, reason.
Just
want
to know. Yeah. Just want to know. Babysitter, nanny caught doing what?
I caught my babysitter stealing my mom's jewelry, and she tried to sell it with me in the car.
What?
She brought me to the pawn shop and left me in the car while she tried to sell it.
So did your mom just, like, freak out or what?
To be honest, at first I didn't know quite what she was doing. I knew that she drove me to some, like, shady part of town and left me in the car.
Hmm.
And I didn't know why. She said she was going to buy her friend some jewelry for her birthday, but then when she came back in the car, she wouldn't show me the jewelry. So I told my mom, so she actually hired a private detective because the jewelry was worth a lot of money. So the private detective pieced it together with my mom, and then They came to the house and, like, arrested her.
It seems like that's, like, taking it next level. Like, it's one thing, I mean, you should have stolen it in the first place, but it's one thing to steal it. It's a whole other thing to be like, all right, I'm going to bring the kid with me to actually go pawn this stuff off.
I mean, it looks more realistic, maybe.
What?
If you have the kid, you can't leave the kid.
You wait until your shift is done.
Oh, yeah.
The parents
after.
Come back.
Yeah, that's true. The parent, here you go. Have your kid back. Then you go pawn it off. That, yeah, that's no witnesses. That is true.
Like, you've never stolen anything before. Come on, man.
No witnesses. I should. Yeah, that's probably 101 for stealing.
Absolutely is. Yeah. Any other ones? They caught the nanny doing what?
Someone said, we caught my nanny when she was putting my daughter down for the nap. She took a nap on the bed next to her. It wasn't a bad thing. There are two different beds. My two-year-old needed a little power nap. So did the babysitter. I just thought it was funny when I turned on the camera and saw them both laughing or napping. And someone else said, my babysitter took our kids out of the house, claimed she went to the park. Turns out she took them to a friend's house without car seats.
Ooh, the car seat. Even I know that. Yeah, I know that. You got to have at least have the car seat, booster seat or something.